You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.
Today on our show, I'm talking with Mimo Catania. He's in Berlin right now. Mimo, thanks for being with me today.
Thank you.
So, Mimo, tell me, what is it that you're working on right now? There's a lot I could ask you, but let's just begin with what you're doing. What are you working on?
Yeah. So now I'm working on a series of a painting which stems from a couple of paintings I did in 2001, but then I didn't continue this series of work which dealt with burning cars. So it was 3 years ago when I moved to another studio that I discovered again. There's a painting, there's a couple of paintings, and I was thinking about to continue with the theme. So now, since 3 years, I am just making paintings, the subject of which is burning cars. And my last exhibition, the opening was just last Saturday, was in Syracuse, which is the city where I was born, which this is the first show after maybe three decades. And just I presented four paintings, just showing this theme.
And just four paintings were in that show, and it was the theme of the burning car. They were new works.
Yeah, there's new works between, as I said, 2013 until now. But I have also to add that usually I'm working on different themes. This is one of many others. The thing that I didn't continue this theme, as I said, was due because at the same time, I mean, we are talking about 2001, I was more centered on interior shots. And this theme of burning cars came parallel, but I couldn't have any any idea to go forth, and I got rid of it for almost a decade. And now, I mean, this theme is going very, very hard. And I want to continue it because of the exceptionality of the situation that I show. I mean, why in the riots people burning cars? This is a question. I mean, we know that people do because today, more than before maybe, the car in itself represents the wealthy, represents maybe the capitalism. I mean, it has been always like this. But in our days, maybe it's more than before. And people, maybe poor people, of course, more, go against this symbol. It's not to take for granted. It's something that really represents, very strange story, more than before, something that
the burning car, the image of a burning car somehow represents our times even more now, if that's a symbol of capitalism or the wealthy in a kind of a revolution almost. It's a symbol now, you're saying, more than ever of that?
Yeah, I think so. It is just something that, I mean, the thing is that I am not, I don't want to represent the political aspects of the phenomenon. I am much more interested about the aesthetic of the act. I mean, I am much more fascinated about the struggle between a natural element like the fire struggling with a technological element like in this example, the car. And at the end, the fire will always win. And that makes interesting this aspect, you know, of this, our reality. And also people who burning cars, they know that. I mean, maybe there is a kind of, well, how can I say, it's something like a dance or a ritual. I don't know, it's something like that. It's not because, you know, also in the wars, there are burning cars. But in the cities, there is no day, there is no month, there is no year today that in a big city, around the world, there is not cars which are burning.
So is that how it began for you? I mean, you've been painting burning cars for a long time. Has the meaning changed? Has the meaning changed for you over time?
It has, because you know, the thing is that when I first painted burning cars, I mean, I did just using such colors like, you know, the red, the yellow, and then the gray, the blue, and then the black. But then I realized that maybe I should also go in a direction in which I have to represent the burning cars in a way that people already knows. And I have to use maybe only monochromatic color to identify heat, because I mean, intellectual people know how the fire it looks, and but when I painting that in a monochromatic way, let's say in a blue color with more dark light, everything is going to change, because it became something more mental already.
That makes sense. And there's, has it always also represented, you think, a certain, to me, as you're talking about, an aspect of revolution, of revolt, of a kind of anti-capitalist sentiment?
Well, yes, but you know, I have to say that I am not a revolutionary man. I never did. Mm-hmm. But of course, you know, why people, you know, this is just a question, you know, why people are burning just cars and not different? I mean, they could also burn, different objects. Why just the cars? You know, the thing is, I remember when I was young, for example, that everybody just owned a car, maybe two, also three cars. It was a very strange time. And it was something that every person, every family should have a car. But today there is something very luxurious. I mean, this is a luxus today to maybe to get a car. And not all the people could afford it. And maybe this kind of burning them represented, yeah, a kind of a protest, a kind of revenge, maybe to the conditions, to the social, political conditions, and this symbol should be destroyed.
And it's so true. And I guess that, you know, the world seems to be that's not changing anymore. The idea of the, you know, that kind of symbolism still holds very strong. So what is it? What will be next for you? You're continuing on this theme. You're
Yes, I think
burning cars as well.
Yeah, I think I will continue that, and because there is also a kind of interest from you know, the audience, and I think I will go forth with this theme, but also working as always in my case with parallel themes, so like interior shots or also exterior shots too. And but this theme, you know, I wanted to continue. Yes. No, there is a very nice question. There is a very nice story that I read recently, when you know, Mr. Ford, in the beginning of the last century, who thought that if he wanted that his workers could afford to buy a car, he should increase the wages. You know, this is very, very good. I mean, today is not just like that. You know, I mean, today the workers, they are not in a very good shape. You know.
I mean, not in a position to, absolutely. To have nearly as much buying power.
Exactly. Not to buy, but burning. This is like that.
Yeah, that's so true. And so, as you continue to work, where will there be another show coming up? Where's the next show, or will the next work be shown?
Maybe it will be, you know, next year, but I don't want to talk about it. This is something in the air. It's something not to define, and we will see.
Right. Okay. That's very good. Well, it's good talking to you about all this. I mean, in a way, the message of this work and of this series seems to be, you know, something that's continually relevant. You said that the audience has a very good reaction to this. What do you mean that this work continues to be shown and bought and collectors to like it? What exactly do you mean by that?
Yeah, I mean that, you know, there is interest, you know, the audience are very, the reaction of the audience about this theme is very complicated and strange. From, you know, from one hand, they see there is something political, you know, because it's always political, something like that.
Right.
For audience, you know, even if it's not my intention, you know, to put in it, but...
But I would think that would make it difficult for many members of the audience, especially if they're buyers of us, having enough money to own a car and everything else.
Exactly.
It could.
But on the other hand, I see that some of collectors, I'm going to request. Not only maybe, you know, about this, but some of them, they are also just buying. And I am very surprised to be honest, because, you know, usually, you know, the trend of this time, if you see or the art space or competition also in more or less important dollars everywhere, is that art should be let's say not political, not critical, decorative, and if it is not decorative, it should be kind of kitschy and so on. So it means that a theme like a burning car doesn't represent all of these, you know, it's something else. You know, it's maybe, you know, the trend or the tendency is going to change. You know, I will enjoy about that, and I will be very happy if something in the art world will change, and which could return to be much more intellectual, more political, of course, much more social, could have a reason almost to exist, you know, to say why why we are doing art. We are doing art to decorate a nice interiors, or we are just doing art because we will also contribute to change. Yes, the society, why not? Having a problem to say that, you know, or to change ourselves, to promote ourselves, to emancipate ourselves. And I think art could be a very good tool.
Right.
For, you know, to attempt this little thing.
I agree. It's been great talking to you, Mimo. Before we go, I wanted to ask you what books you're reading lately. Is there a book or publication you're reading?
Recently, you know, I read also, you know, bestseller like The Circle by Dave Eggers. I don't know if you know him.
Dave Eggers, sure.
Yeah, The Circle I read is not so bad, you know, I like it very much, the book. And recently, one book of an Italian writer, female writer, is Elena Ferranti. The book is in Italian, is, I don't know if it's in English translated.
Wonderful. Well, Mimo, I want to thank you for talking with me today. It's really been a pleasure to hear about your work.
But it was just my pleasure to have this interview with you.
You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.